How do cyber criminals use neglected domains to evade SPF and DMARC protections? Cyber criminals are increasingly exploiting email security loopholes by leveraging abandoned or inexpensive domains to bypass authentication protocols. Despite a surge in the adoption of SPF DKIM and DMARC spurred by mandates from tech giants like Google and Microsoft, attackers are finding creative workarounds. One such method involves using dormant top-level domains that lack security configurations, allowing bad actors to send spoofed emails under the guise of legitimacy. Recent threats include QR code phishing campaigns, active since late 2022, where recipients are tricked into scanning codes that lead to fraudulent websites mimicking major brands like Amazon and MasterCard. These sites harvest login credentials and payment details through traffic distribution systems, TDCs. Attackers also exploit cheap domains such as XYZ and Click, combining them with tools like FishWP, a malicious WordPress plugin that creates convincing fake checkout pages to deceive users and steal sensitive data. A notable tactic involves using Telegram as a secure and untraceable platform to collect stolen data, eliminating the need for complex infrastructure. These developments make phishing attacks more accessible and cost-effective than ever. To combat this rising threat, organizations are urged to implement robust email authentication measures. DMARC, when used alongside SPF and DKIM, is now essential not only for protecting brand reputation and ensuring email deliverability, but also for meeting evolving global compliance standards. While frameworks like PC, IDSS 4.0, and DORA don't explicitly require DMARC, its adoption aligns with their broader cybersecurity goals. The article emphasizes that deploying automatic SPF flattening tools can further reduce vulnerabilities by minimizing DNS lookups and preventing delivery failures. Proactive adoption of authentication protocols is critical to defending against domain abuse and maintaining trust in email communications.